Today's daf is Brachos Daf Chaf Vav. We are holding on Daf Chaf Hey Amid Beis. We're about five lines up before the lines get wide. We're finishing up the Beis Hakise, Itzoa, Meiroglayim Sugyas, and then we move on to other things. Amrav Yosef, Bayim Minei Merav Huna, Mita Pachos Mishloshu Pshita Li Teklav Adami. So they ask the following Shaila. When a bed is less than three Tvachamai off the ground, and there's Tzoa underneath the bed, then certainly it's Teklav Adami. The bed is considered to be on the floor. It's considered to be covering directly over the Tzoa, so the Tzoa is definitely considered to be covered. Shlosha, Arba, Chamisha, Shisha, Shiva, Shmona, Tisha, Mahu. But if it's anywhere between three and nine Tvachim off the bed, so then you have a Shaila. Is that considered that the Tzoa is covered, or is it not considered covered? Amalei lo yadanas, he said, I don't know. But asara vade lo mibayili, but he said, when it came to 10 tfachim off the ground, if the bed was a very high bed, so that wasn't even a shayla. Amarabai, shapra vade lo yibayili, kol asar rushus achriti. Certainly you should not ask when it's 10 tfachim off the ground, because that's definitely a separate rushus. If you look at Rashi, asara vade lo sha'alti mimenu dinira kilu eina tachtel, me'achar she'yishav se'kol kach, ein ze kisui. The reason 10 tfachim is not a shayla in the first place is because it doesn't even look like the tzoa is under the bed. It's so far under because there's such an open space in between the tzoa and where the bed is. So Amarava Hilchsa Pachs Mishlosha Kalav Adami. We do paskin that less than three tefachim is considered like lavad, which is normally a din, obviously, in Hilchos Mechitzos. It's a din in Mechitzos of a sukkah. It's a din in Mechitzos of an Eruv. That anything less than three tefachim, we view it as if it's completely closed off. So we view this as if the bed is directly on top of the tzoa. Asara Rishus Achritihi. And we view 10 tefachim off the ground as a completely separate rishus, mishlosha adasara, haynu debay minei Rav Yosef meravuna v'lo pashal day, and between 3 and 10 tfachim, that was exactly the shayla that was not answered. Amar Rav halach Rav Shimon ben Elazar, v'chein amar bali amar Rav Yaakov brad v'ah Shmuel halach Rav Shimon ben Elazar. What was Rav Shimon ben Elazar? So that goes back to what we said yesterday. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, achar mita korei miyad, lefnei mita marchik arba amos, and Rav Shimon ben Elazar added that kule bayis karba amos dami, when you have a house that's 100 amos, the whole house counts as if it's 4 amos. So v'rav amar ein alach Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav says we don't pass Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Period. That's the end of the Tzoa Meiroglayim Sugya. Now the next topic is discussing under what conditions one is allowed to have Tashma Shemita when there's a Davrshe B'Kedusha in the room, when there's Tashmishe Kedusha, I should say, in the room, a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, things of that nature. So Rav Achai Yasek Leil Lebrebe Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. Rav Achai was involved in preparing for the wedding of Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. Aili L'Chuppa V'lo Hav Mestayei Milsa. So he brought him to the Chuppa, but they were unable to consummate the marriage. Lov Mestayei Milsa, Rashi says, the Nisuin, they weren't able to complete the Nisuin, Shelo HaYachol Livol, because he was unable to complete a Bia. So Azal Basreli Yunis, they went in to look into this. What was going on? Why is there, what was getting in their way? So Chazal Sefer Torah de Mancha, when he looked into it, he saw that there was a Sefer Torah in the bedroom. So Amar Lahu, Echo Hash Lo Esoy Sakantan Levri, it's a good thing I came, because had I not come to investigate, you would put my son in Sakana, that he's going to violate this Isser of Tashma Shemitah, when there's a Sefer Torah in the room. Detanya, Bay Yishish Bo Sefer Torah, Tfilin, Osr L'Shamish Bo Shemitah, Chiyotzi Moshinichem Kli B'toch Kli. If you have a house that has a Sefer Torah or Tefillin, you're not allowed to have Tashma Shemitah in that house until you either remove them or put them Kli B'toch Kli. Amar Abayi Lo Shanuel B'Kli She'enu Kelyon. Aval B'Kli She'enu Kelyon Afilu Asarim Manik Echad Man Adami. That's only if it's a Kli that's not designated for that item, but if it's a Kli that's always designated for that item, then even 10 kelim is going to be a problem. Kli B'toch Kli won't even help you if one of the kelim is designated always to be used for that item. If both of the kelim are designated to always be used for that item, right? Rashi writes, "Afilu asara mani v'kulon kelyon kechad manadami." If all 10 are a kli that's miyuchad for that item, then you have a problem. If 9 are miyuchad for that item and one of them is just an extra kli that you threw on, that's fine. Of the kli b'tol kli, you only need one that's not the normal kli. Amarava glima akamtera kikli b'tol kli dami. If you put a cloth, a cloak over a svarim shelf, that's considered like a kli b'tol kli. You have the shelves of the svarim and the cloth that covers over the whole shelf. That counts as a kli b'tol kli. Amar Bishur ben Levi, Sefer Torah tzarich lasal mechitza asara. Sefer Torah, you need to make a mechitza 10 tfachim high in order to have tashmash amita. Mar Zutra iklu beravashi, chasil duchte demar beravashi, demonach by Sefer Torah, vavle mechitza asara. And he saw that by Mar Baravashi, that is Sefer Torah, and there was a mechitza 10 tfachim high. Amle kaman, Bishur ben Levi, Emer Dabar Bishur ben Levi, Delsa Besachrina. Mar is the Besachrina. He says, wait a second, you're making a mechitza asara tfachim because you assume that you're passing the Bishur ben Levi. Rabbi Shulman Levi only holds that you can get away with the Mechitza Asara if you don't have anywhere else to put the Sefer Torah. But if you have another bias, you have somewhere else to put the Sefer Torah, then Mechitza Asara is not sufficient. Amalei Lava Datai said, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that this is only a din, the Diyavet. If you look at Rashi, Tosas rather, Sefer Torah is still Mechitza, Vidavka Sefer Torah, Vigamu Chumash, Mishla Hachmir, Kemoba Sefer Torah, Bashar Svarim Dain Mekisa Bialma. This is Dafka Din in Sefer Torah, meaning Tosas gives us the first hint that even though the Brisas talk about a Sefer Torah and Tefillin in the same breath, that Sefer Torah and Tefillin don't necessarily have the same halacha. That a Sefer Torah may have a different halacha, maybe more chamur than Tefillin. Now, a couple of issues over here. First of all, Velov Mistayeh Milsa. They wanted to have Tashmish the first night they got married, and it didn't work out, and they started investigating. Oy vey, what went wrong? What happened? Asks Tosos Mesach Sivam Samachem Beis in the name of the Ritzvah, and this is quoted by many other Rishonim, that goes by Monios in Hilchos Ishos, the Chuvas the Rivash, and many, many others. What kind of question? What went wrong over here? It happens all the time. There are chasanim and kalas, they get married on the first night. It's lo stayeh milsa. It happens all the time. I teach chasanim. It happens more than 50% of the time that it's lo stayeh milsa. What's so strange? So why are they so worried? So Tosa says the Ritzbar writes, Delibo Amarlo Demistami Yeshezu Chashash Avera. That a tzaddik had an inclination that there must have been some sort of Chashash Avera over here. And the Shor Mitzvah and Balacha relates this to the Shita of the Ritva and Mesechus Makos Dafhei and the Ran in Chulin Dafhei, that when we say that tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not maybe Takala Al Yadon, that's not only a din machalos asuros like Tosa says only b'midi d'machal, that it's tzaddik, afil behemtam shel tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be maybe takal al yadam, so that's why the behemah of Pinchas ben Yair is not going to graze in anybody else's fields, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to even allow a behemah of a tzaddik to have a takala, kal v'chomer the tzaddik himself. Tosa says that's only din machalos asuros, it's only din in eating things that you're not supposed to eat. But many other Rishonim say this din in anything, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't allow it to happen. So they saw this as something that min hashamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't allowing this to happen because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to save them from some sort of avera. Why didn't the chasan and kala look for a sefer Torah, be bodek the room, make sure that the room was appropriate? So obviously you have to assume that a bedroom, generally speaking, does not have a sefer Torah. So they were able to rely on the rov. They didn't think it required a bedika. It's like a makom shei mechnisim bo chametz. It doesn't require a bedika chametz. It's a bedroom. Shouldn't require a bedika for a Sefer Torah. Now, from the Lashon of the Brisa, we said a house that has a Sefer Torah, it's also a Sham Esamita. If it has a Sefer Torah, Tefillin can't be Misham Shemita, Ad Shiyotziyem, O Sheyanichem Kli B'Tol Kli. So it sounds like, from the Lashon of the Brisa, that Sefer Torah and Tefillin are the same halacha. You have two options. You could remove them or put them Kli B'Tol Kli. And the Rambam Paskins that way, in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chav Dalet, Bayi Sheyish Bo Tefillin, O Sefer Torah, Asa L'Sham Shbo Mitaso, Ad Sheyotziyem, O Yanichem Kli B'Tol Kli, in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perek Yer Halacha Zayin, even more Mefurish, Bayi Sheyish Bo Sefer Torah, Asa L'Sham Shbo Ad Sheyotziyenu, O Ad Sheyanichenu B'Kli, V'Yitein HaKli B'Kli Acher. That both Eitzes work for both Tefillin and Sefer Torah. However, in Shulchan Aruch and Yerodeus in Reish Pei Beis Sivches, he first quotes the Shita that argues on the Rambam, Shita of several Rishonim that disagree with the Rambam and hold that a Sefer Torah Kli B'Tol Kli doesn't work. Sefer Torah, you have to remove it from the room. Having Kli B'Tol Kli would not suffice. And then he quotes the Shita of the Rambam in Or Chaim in Sim Reish Mem at the end of the Chelik Beis of the Mishnah Berurah in Sim Reish Mem in Or Chaim in Sivav, where it goes through Hilchot Tznius, the Halachos Tashmish, he leaves out the Rambam Shita entirely and just says stam that it's Asr to have a Sefer Torah Kli B'Tol Kli. Sefer Torah is different, it's a different level of Kedusha. Sefer Torah needs to be removed from the room entirely, and the Taz explains that the Shulchan Aruch is passing it, the Rashba, Rabbi Miyona, the Rush, many of the Rishonim that disagree with the Rambam, that it's mili mili katani, when the Braisa says if you have a Sefer Torah or a Tefillin in the room, that Yotziyim or Yanich or do them Kli B'Tol Kli, so Yotziyim is going on the Sefer Torah, Kli B'Tol Kli is going on Tefillin. The Aruch HaShulchan raises an interesting point. He says, how come the Braisa doesn't talk about Mezuzah? I mean, if you're talking about a room that you have Tashra Shemitah in, what's more common to have in that room? Sefer Torah, Tefillin, or mezuzah? Mezuzah is the most common to have in that room because the room is chayiv in mezuzah, right? So even though the way we make our doors most of the time when the door closes, the mezuzah is outside of the room, but still, if the door were open or if you have a door that pulls in where the mezuzah is on the inside of the room, it's not crazy to have a mezuzah in the room. How come they never discuss mezuzah? So most poskim would assume, okay, but it's obvious that mezuzah is on the list. It's also Tashmishei Kedusha would also be on the list. The Aruch HaShulchan has a phenomenal. The Aruch HaShulchan says, no, mezuzah is not on the list because mezuzah is not on the list. It doesn't belong. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same Ribbono Shel Olam that said that we're not allowed to have Tashmish Shemitah in front of the Sefer Torah also said that you have to have Tashmish Shemitah and procreate and do the mitzvah of Pur Ravu. So you got what are you supposed to do? It's Chayiv Mezuzah and you're supposed to have Pur Ravu. So it can't be that the system is set up where you always have to be covering your mezuzah with something else. That's the Chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. Again, most poskim would say if the mezuzah is on the inside of the room, yeah, you do have to cover it up with something else. Okay, weiter in the Gemara now. Kami yarchik men min atzoa arba amos. How far do you have to keep away from the tzoa and meiraglaim? You have to, and from the smells, you have to keep 4 amos away. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Schar, Amar Rav Huna, lo shonu la achorav, avel lefanav marchik mlo einav. This din of dalet amos is only if it's behind you. But if it's still in front of you, then you have to get as far away that you won't be able to see it anymore. V'chein letfilin, the same is true when it comes to davening. You have to get as far away that you won't be able to see it. So frankly, marayini v'ha'amar rafram bar papa amar rav chista omir adam k'neged beis hakisei mispalel. But didn't we learn that you could stand directly across from beis hakisei and daven, that you don't have to get away kimlo enav? Hachmayaskin beis hakisei shein bel tzoa. Now that's only beis hakisei that doesn't have tzoa in it. So you could be mispalel. Eini v'amar rav yosef brachanin beis hakisei shamru afal pishein bel tzoa. How could you say it's only talking about a basic kisei that doesn't have tzoa? We learned even a basic kisei that whenever we say basic kisei, it's talking about it doesn't have tzoa. So how can you say that only basic kisei does have tzoa is where you need to be marchik mlaweinav? We have Rav Yossi Brachanina tells us basic kisei always means even a basic kisei that doesn't have tzoa. Now we must be talking about a brand new basic kisei hasn't been used yet. It's only been built and designated to be used as a Beis HaKisei. That's where we say that you can't, that you can daven there, but Mloeinav, you just can't be inside the room itself. But wait a second, we already asked the Shaila. Ravina wasn't sure what the status is of a Beis HaKisei that was built but was not yet used. Does Hazman account for a Beis HaKisei? So we discussed about tefillin bags. Now we're discussing Beis HaKisei. Does it count not only for Dvarim Shel Kedusha, but for to be used for Tashmish Shel B'Zayon? So Kikam by Lele Ravina, the Mekam Alele Tzli, Ravina's only shaila was, can you daven in it? He wasn't asking whether you can daven across from it. Across from it, you could daven. Amar Rava, Hani Bati Kisai de Parsai, Afgav Disput Tzoa Kistumun Damu. The Beis HaKisei of the Parsai people, even though there's Tzoa in it at that time, it's still considered to be totally closed off. The Tzoa is considered to be in a different place, and you're allowed to daven right across from such a Beis HaKisei. If you look at Rashi, what was special about the Beis HaKisei de Parsai? The Chafir It was a very long hole in the ground, and it was on a slant where the tzoa immediately would fall very far away from where the person would go to the bathroom. So therefore, since the tzoa was immediately out of the room because it had this long tunnel almost that it went down, so that would be a much, much cleaner Beis HaKisei, and therefore it's considered like a tzasim. You're allowed to daven by such a Beis HaKisei. So that obviously raises the question, Great, Beis Akisa de Parsai. Would our Beis Akisa have the same din? So Rav Henkin in Eidos Yisrael says, yeah, our Beis Akisa is like the Beis Akisa de Parsai. And therefore, our Beis Akisa doesn't have the din of Beis Akisa that the Gemara talks about. Many other poskim, Rav Yashiv in his Shiurim, was asked about whether our Beis Akisa is the same. He says, no, there's a big difference. And Rav Yashiv isn't the first one to think of this difference. Many other poskim discussed as well. Rav Vadia has a good collection in Chavadas when he talks about Netilas Yedaim. In Beis Akisei, the Shar Mitzion Balach and Simon Beis on Shulchan Aruch, and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simon Beis also discusses this and quotes from any poskim. So a number of the poskim said, Rav Yashav amongst them, that no, our Beis Akisei is worse than Beis Akisei de Parsai. Because the Beis Akisei de Parsai, as soon as the Tzoa comes out of the person's body, it immediately falls away. It never stays in the Beis Akisei. Our Beis Akisei, the Tzoa stays in the Beis Akisei until you do a pu'ula to make it go out of the Beis Akisei, until you actually do something that will remove it from the Beis HaKisei. So since it's there for a period of time until you do something to remove it, our Beis HaKisei really does have a din of a Beis HaKisei. So major machlokas aposkin with the, obviously we're not going to daven in the Beis HaKisei, but the number one nafkamina is for Netilas Yadayim. Can one do Netilas Yadayim for Su'uda in a Beis HaKisei? So even though we're not going to make the bracha, but even the Netila itself should not be, the halacha should not be in a Beis HaKisei. So if you hold our Beis HaKisei like Rav Yashav is a real din Beis HaKisei, then absolutely not. You can't do Netilas Yadayim, even b'di'evet, in a Beis HaKisei, in our Beis HaKisei. But according to many other poskim, that it's absolutely fine, at least in a b'di'evet situation, where you don't have another water source to go to. If you just don't want to wait, there's a line of five or six people, you don't want to wait till they finish by the kitchen, so you run to, no, that's, that I think all poskim would say, better to wash by the kitchen. But if there's no other water source, so many poskim would be makel. The other issue over here is we said that you should be markli kumlawenav. You should keep your if the tzoa is in front of you, you have to go as far away as kumlawenav. Now the Rashba raises a very simple question. We had asked about we had discussed yesterday in yesterday's daf about tzoa ba'ashashis and erva ba'ashashis. If you have tzoa encased in glass or erva encased in glass, what's the halacha about saying kriyashma in front of it? So the Gemara was mechalik in a very clear way. Erva ba'ashashis is a problem, because it's an issue of ri'iya. Erva ba'ashash is all about hakam ischazia v'lo yirbecha ervas davar. It's all about ri'iya, it's all about seeing. Tzoa ba'ashashis was not a problem because it was not about seeing. Tzoa is about the fact that it's you don't have kedush samakom v'yimachanecha kadosh. So as long as it's ba'ashashis, it's in a different makom and it should be fine. So asks Rashba, why do you need to be marchi kumlawenav to the point where you can't see the tzoa? We just got through saying yesterday that seeing the tzoa doesn't matter as long as you're not in the same makom. And if every dalet amos is its own makom, so good. So you're dalet amos away from it. When it's dalet amos behind me, it's considered a separate makom because it's dalet amos away. So when it's dalet amos in front of me, it should be considered in the same makom. So the Rashba says that even though tzoa is primarily a din in makom, there's also a din in ri'iya related to tzoa as well. He says v'lo yira'a is bivava chibur, and therefore it's going on both things shalo yira'a. It's not only, and therefore it's also kumloenav. It's just that the Torah's megala that by tzoa a kisoy works even though it's nires, because it says v'chisisa tzeisecha. So anything that's mechusa is mutter. So what the Rashba's mechadish is that there is a din of ri'iya by tzoa. There is a din that you're not allowed to see the tzoa, but there's also a din that that kisoy works. That for whatever reason kisoy solves the problem of tzoa. Apparently, even if you do see it, but if it's not mechusa, if you don't have that solution of being mechusa, so as long as it's seen, you do have a problem. Okay, last Mishnah in the parak, in the third parak of Brachos, Zav Shara Keri. We already discussed these cases. You have someone who's already a Zav, and then he becomes a Balkeri. So Takana says, was that Yitovel for being a Balkeri? But this guy's a Zav anyway, so the Tevila is not going to help him become Tar. It will just take care of the Balkeri problem, but he's still going to be a Zav. Venida Shapalta Shekhvazera. You have Venida who's Palata Shekhvazera. And again, Palata Shekhvazera has the same din as a Balkeri, but going to the mikvah is not going to help her until she waits 7 days. So she's going to go to the mikvah, we'll take care of the Balkari problem, the Palat HaShech Vazera problem. It's not going to take care of the Nida problem. V'amishamesh HaShuras HaNida, or a woman who had Tashmish, who's therefore Palat HaShech Vazera, and has the din of a Balkari, who then becomes a Nida. So in all these cases, Tzrich and Tevila. Tanakama says, still need to do the Tevila of Takanas Ezra to take care of the Keri issue. Rabbi Yehuda Potter, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, what are you going to do the Tevila for? You tell me anyway. So Yivayilu, Balkari Shara Ziva L'Rabbi Yehuda Mahu. What would Rabbi to say if a person was a Baal Keri first and then he became a Zav. Kipat Rav Yudah Atam v'Zav Shara Keri d'meikar lav bar tfiluhu al Baal Keri Shara Ziv d'meikar bar tfiluhu m'chayiv odum loshna. Maybe Rav Yudah says, when are you Pata from Tvila? If you first became a Zav and then became a Baal Keri, because there was never a moment where the Tvila was going to help you. So there was never a moment where you became m'chuyiv in the Tvila, because it was never going to help you. You were a Zav from the beginning. But maybe if you became a Baal Keri first, and at that moment that you became a Baal Keri, you're chayiv in Tvila and the Tvila would work. And then later you become a Zav, so maybe that original chiv of Tevila doesn't go away. Maybe even Rabbi Yehuda would be moda that he could be tovel in that situation. So Tashma Gemara will bring a raya. Hamishameshes v'rasa nida tzricha Tevila Rabbi Yehuda Poter. The last case of the Mishnah is just that kind of case. A woman who first became Paleta Shechvazera, which means she first had a din of Balkari, and then was rasa nida. And yet you still see Rabbi Yehuda says you Poter. Hamishameshes v'rasa nida kabalkari shirazi v'dan. It's exactly the same case as a Balkari who sees Ziva, v'kap pater Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says pater. Shema mina, clear raya from the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbi Chiya behedya balkeri shra ziva tarak tvil of Rabbi Yehuda pater. And Rabbi Chiya actually had a brisa that taught this ferush, that Rabbi Yehuda spoke about this, the exact case of balkeri shra ziva, even though we have ample raya from our Mishnah. Okay, Hadron Alach Misha Mesa, now we move on to the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos. Tfilos ha-shachar ha-chatzos. When can you daven shachros until chatzos? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Dalet Shalos. Rabbi Yehuda says you could have a shachris until 4 hours into the day. Now, when it came to Kriya Shema, at the beginning of the Masechta, the Tana first spoke about Kriya Shema Shal Arvis and then Kriya Shema Shal Shachris. When it comes to Tefillah, we spoke about Tefillah Shal Shachris and then Tefillah of Arvis when it comes to the Zmanim. So Tzlach wonders why that's so. I mean, the Gemara asks why we start with discussing Arvis first and then Shachris. Well, Kibriyaso Shal Olam, Vayerva. So why isn't that a good enough reason for davening as well? So, the Slach writes, because by Tefillah, there's more chashivas for Tefillah Shachris than Tefillah Arvis, because Tefillah Arvis for Shus. So we go to more chashivas by Kriya Shema, they're both mitzvahs Raisa. So, but by Tefillah, there's a difference. Tefillah Shachris is more of a chiv than Tefillah Arvis. And then the Slach says, maybe the Tan is teaching us that there's tashlumin for Mincha at Mariv, that one might have thought Avar Yom Batal Karbano, and therefore he wants to dafka put Mariv after Mincha. So when arranging the Tfilos, we want to dafka have Mariv second or right after Mincha, not have Mariv then Shachris then Mincha, to highlight the point that there is a din of Tashlumin, because one might have thought that since the calendar day changes, you lost out on your opportunity for Tashlumin. The Gemara has just such a Hava Amina, so the Tana itself wanted to give us the hint that there's no issue. It's an interesting ha'ara Rav Yashiv has, where he says, wait a second, the idea that you do have tashlumin for mincha at Mariv, the halacha is that the tashlumin is only shayich in the zman of tefillah. You can only make up a previous tefillah when now it's the zman for the next tefillah. There's no din tashlumin when it's not the zman of tefillah. So yes, men can definitely make up a lost mincha at Mariv. What about a woman? A woman doesn't have in Mariv. So can a woman make up a lost mincha at Mariv? And if not, then by definition, l'chora, she should be able to make up a lost mincha at the next morning shachris, because it's at the next tefillah that you're mechuyev in. The Mishnah Berurah in Reish Samach Gimel, Sifkat Mem Gimel writes that when a woman doesn't have time to do Adlakas Neros and Davin Mincha before the Shkia, better for the daven arvis shtayim. So the Mishmur says davar pashut, that a woman can make up marav twice. Rav Yashu says he's not sure about this, but Allah lemaisa he says you got to paskin like the Mishmur Brura, even though he says he personally was mesupik about this issue. Okay, tefillas mincha back in the Mishnah. Ada erev, Rabbi Yehuda omer plaga mincha. Mincha goes ada erev. Rabbi Yehuda says until plaga mincha, you could have mincha. Tefillas erev ein lakeva, and tefillas marav is ein lakeva. You could have marav all night long. There's no keva for tefillas Mariv. Vishal Musafim Kalayom, and Musaf is all day long. You could have in Musaf. Now, wait a second. We said that Tvilas Mincha is Ad Ha'erev. Says Rashi, what does Ad Ha'erev mean? Ad Chashecha. That sounds like it means until Tseis HaKochavim. Because even though it was already past Shkia, and B'vein HaShmashos, you don't daven because it's Safik Tseis HaKochavim. But it sounds like if you hold, let's say, that like the Sheet of Rabbi Yossi, that we had in Daf Beis, and that comes up in Shabbos Daf Lamed Daled, that Bein Hashmashos Keheref Ayin. So that you think about what that means. Shkia Tetzeis, let's say, is X amount of time, whatever amount of time it is, depending who you hold like. But let's say 45 minutes from Shkia Tetzeis on a typical day, right? Let's go with Rav Moshe's understanding of Rabbeinu Tam. So roughly 45 minutes from Shkia to adjusting for calendar in New York. So Shkia Tetzeis, let's say, is 45 minutes. So, and Bein Hashmashos Keheref Ayin, that means when's Bein Hashmashos? The moment before Tzeis. So that means you have 44 minutes after Shkia, where it's post-Shkia, but not yet even Safek Tzeis HaKochavim. So can you daven Mincha at that point? Sounds from Rashi, yeah. You can still daven Mincha at that point, because it's not Chashecha. It's not Tzeis HaKochavim, or even Safek Tzeis HaKochavim, that it's not totally in Shkia at all. Rabbeinu Yonah, however, over here is Cholek, and says that the Zman of Mincha is Shkia. Why? Because the Karman Tamid, the Halacha by the Karman Tamid, Shal Ben Arbaim, is that the Dam is Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. The Gemara says in Zvachim, then Vavam Ral, that since you can't be Zoveach anymore at Shkia, you can't be Makrov after Shkia anymore. So Tfilas HaMincha, which is connected to Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim, the Zman is only Shkia, even if it's Vadayom after Shkia. Even if Halach has a din of Vadayom for everything else, when it comes to Mincha, you have to be extra Machmir about this. Soloveitchik was particularly Machmir about this issue, that he would never daven Mincha even a moment after Shkia. Okay, so says the Gemara now. Uriminhu mitzvasa imanetzacham k'deish yismal kulut tefila v'nimtzu mispal b'yom. Right, we learned that you're supposed to daven by netzachama. So how can we say that you have until chatzos? So kitani yil vasikin. No, vasikin daven at netzachama. It's a wonderful thing to do. It's not absolutely required. Damar Rav Yochanan vasikin ayugomer so imanetzachama. The vasikin would finish kriyashma right at netzachama, so that they could daven right then at netzachama with being somech kulut tefila. And the rest of the world only has until Chatzos and not past Chatzos. V'amar Rav Mari, B'reid Rav Huna, B'reid Rav Yirmiyah Barabba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Tov lo espal arvis, mispal b'shachrus shtayim. If a person misses Marv, you could have a double shachrus. Shachrus mispal b'mincha shtayim. If you miss shachrus, you could have a double mincha. So don't you see that you could even make it up later in the day in mincha time that you'd only have until chatzos? So kul yom ha-matzi vazil, ad chatzos yavile schar tefila b'zmana, mikan veil schar tefila yavile, schar tefila b'zmana lo yavile. Now you could have it all day long, but up until chatzos, you get the schar of tefila b'zmana. After chatzos, you no longer get the schar of tefila b'zmana, but you do get the schar of tefila itself. So the schar tefila you get, just not schar tefila b'zmana. Magen Avraham and Simpei Tesef Karen Hay writes, what about the half hour after chatzos? It's not yet time for mincha, but it's post chatzos. So what would you say in that time? So the Magen Avraham says that in the half hour after chatzos, you can't daven at all, because mikra din it's zman tefilas mincha. Really, mikra din should be zman tefilas mincha. With the chazal, we're misake not to daven mincha at that time, because we're afraid you might not be able to, the clocks weren't so good, and it might really be pre-chatzos. So it's only because of chashash tos, the chazal were misake not to daven mincha at that time. So since meikra din it's zman mincha, you would not be allowed to still daven shachris unless you daven mincha first. Because the halach is, whenever you do tefillas tashlumin, you first have to do the chiyuv and then the tashlumin. So even within that first half hour where you can't daven mincha, well, I can't daven mincha, but you can't daven shachris either, because you can only daven shachris if you first daven mincha, because it might actually be the zman of mincha. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Taz says, wait a second, the Gemara says, kula yom ha-matzli v'azil, that you could daven all day long. The Gemara should have said you could daven all day long except for a half hour, right? If it was really, if really you couldn't daven that half hour. So the Taz is cholik on the Magen Avraham for that reason. And the Taz says that no, that Chatzi Shah, since practically you're not permitted to daven mincha yet, you're still allowed to daven shachris. The only time we say that you have to daven the Chova first and then the Tashlumin is when you can daven the Chova. But since you can't in this situation, because it's not the Zman Tefilas Mincha, so therefore you'd have to daven the Chova. So the Tzlach says, Tzlach from the Buda and the Sefer on Shas says during that half hour you could daven the Shmon Esrei, right, and make it tonight if it's already the Zman Mincha. This Shmon Esrei Shkanta is Mincha. If not, it's Shkanta Shachris. And when the Zman Mincha comes, daven a second time and make it tonight. If the first one was Shachris, this is Mincha. If the first one was Mincha, let this be the Tashlumin for Shachris, and that will be Yotzei Miman of Shach. The Bir Halacha has a similar Tanai in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel for someone who didn't daven Mincha until after Shkia, that he should daven Al Tanai, that if it's still this man to daven Mincha, this should count as Mincha. If not, then this should count as Mariv. He has a similar Tanai that one should make. Interestingly, though, he does not mention this tonight when he talks about someone who didn't daven shachris. When he talks about someone who forgot to daven shachris, doesn't mention anything about it tonight, just says, yeah, you're going to daven mincha later on, wait till this man mincha, chasi shach, chatzos, and then daven mincha first. So it could be that one could be medayik, but Mishra Berurah does not hold of the tzlachs tonight. Okay, anyway, says Gemara Vayta, Yiboyelu, Tavolo spal mincha marshi spal arvis shtayim. What if you missed mincha? Can you daven a double mariv? Simtim salomar tavolo spal arvis mispal shachris beiz mishum dechad yomu hu duksiva yer vayvoker yom echad. Maybe we should say that it's no good because it's already the next day, and you can't bring yesterday's carbon today. Or maybe since davening is rachamim, so you always need rachamim, you could daven therefore whenever you want. Tells raises the question, wait a second, don't we hold Tfilas Arvis Roshos? And that's Rav's sheet that we're going to have, and we paskin like Rav. And not only that, Tavlos Pali Alviyava Belaila in Machzirim also, because Ein Makachan Schodesh Belaila. Why do you need the reason Ein Makachan Schodesh Belaila to say Tfilas Arvis Roshos? So what are we even talking about over here? That if you Tavlos Pali Arvis Mispal Shachrishtaim, and you do, what do you mean? Your Arvis is only Roshos anyway. It's also a major Yesod. Arvis is only Roshos if klape the other tefillos, but it's not really rishus. It really is a mitzvah. It's just less of a mitzvah than the other tefillos. It's also Tos also notes the Gemara never raises the shaila. What if you didn't daven musaf? Can you make it up somewhere else? Because that's pashut, that it's completely dependent on karbanos, and it doesn't make sense to make up musaf after the zman musaf, because it's not a time where you could ever possibly bring the musaf. So the Gemara raises the shaila. What about mincha? So tashma adam rav unu bar yudam rav yitzchak amar rav yochanan tavlo spal mincha misfal arvish tayim meim bezay mishum davar yom but yeah, if you miss mincha, you could have in a double mariv. Meisvei mos muuvas liyucholiskon cheson liyuchol imanos muuvas liyucholiskon zeh shabbat kriyas shmashal arvus kriyas shmashal shachris ot tefilas shal arvus ot tefilas shal shachris vecheson liyuchol imanos zeh shenimnu chaver ledvar mitzvah lenimnei mahim. What's an example of something that you lost out from that you will never be able to make up if you miss kriyas shmashal shachris or shal arvus or tefilas shal arvus or tefilas shal shachris? So how can you say this is din of tashlum and we call that a muuvas liyucholiskon and when your friends get involved in the mitzvah, you don't get involved with them? That's only if you did it b'meizid. If you miss the tefillah b'meizid, then there's no tashlumin. But if you didn't miss it b'meizid, then you have a din of tashlumin. That's why it says if you're mevatel tefillah. It doesn't say ta'a, you forgot and you made a mistake and you didn't daven. Only from mevatel. Shmami nos, that's a good raya. Person doesn't have mincha on Erev Shabbos, you could have a double Shmona Esrei on Friday night. If you miss mincha on Shabbos, something I got a shayla recently, someone said they took a nap on Shabbos afternoon and woke up 2 hours after Shabbos was over, so they missed mincha on Shabbos afternoon. So what do they do? What do they do about mariv? So you daven a double mariv, both weekday marivs. Now which one do you say Avdallah in? Mavdil b'rishona v'ena mavdil b'shniya. You say Avdallah in the first mariv, not the second mariv. Why in the first mariv, not the second mariv? Because first you say the tefillah that's a chova for that zman, and then you do the tashlumin. If you said Avdol in the second Mariv, then the second Mariv counts as Mariv, first one counts as nothing. Wait a second. Just because you forgot Mariv, you forgot Avdol in the first Mariv won't count as Mariv? Isn't the halacha a Rminu? This is forgetting Masha for Rachum Arda Geshem. This isn't like forgetting the Saint Talamatar. You forget Avdallah B'chonin Adas, Ein Machzir Nosa. You don't have to repeat Shemon Esrei, Minish Yechalom Ralakos, because you can always say Avdallah Alakos. So says Gemara Kasha. Yeah, it's Taka, a very difficult question. Why is it that if you don't say Avdallah in the first Marav and you do say it in the second Marav, that the first Marav doesn't count? You could skip Avdallah in Marav and it will count. Says the Rashba and many other Rishonim. It says Kasha doesn't say Tiyufta, because there's an answer that works. And the answer that works is, it's true. If you're just stam davening Marav and Motzai Shabbos and you forget Avdallah, it counts as a Marav. It works. It's fine. But if you have to daven two Shmona Esreis, one of them is going to count for Marav, one of them is going to count for Mincha.
Simcha, and you dafka said Avdallah in the second one, then it's ki'ilu you made a declaration that the second one I want to be my Mariv and not the first one. I want the first one to be Mincha, the second one Mariv, because you dafka put Avdallah in the second one and not in the first one. If you only said one Shemoneh Esrei and you left out Avdallah, fine, of course you Yotzei Mariv. Had you only said that first one without the Avdallah and not said the second one, you'd be Yotzei Mariv with the first one for sure. But it's dafka that you put the Avdallah in the second one, so you koveya that as a shame tefilas Mariv. So then the first one is that you're not koveya as a shame tefilas Mariv, and therefore it doesn't count as anything. So that's why he leaves it as a kasha. Tos says there's another answer the Gemara could have given. The Gemara in Shabbos discusses how they were koveya the chiyuv of Avdallah. That originally they decided, you know, it's Avdallah betfila. Then they say, you know what, let's give it a more kavadik. I don't remember which one came first actually, but it went back and forth a few times. They said, let's make Avdallah al kos. We'll give it a little more kavad to Avdallah. We'll make it al kos. Then people got poor and they couldn't afford a kos. So they said, okay, let's go back to Avdallah betfila. And they kept going back and forth based on what people could afford. And they say, you know what, let's just make it that whenever we could afford it, we'll do Avdallah al kos and betfila. When we can't afford it, we'll do Avdallah only betfila. So says Tosos, when we say that if you miss Avdallah betfila, it doesn't count as anything. So why don't we say that's talking about when they didn't have Avdallah al kos? The only reason when you miss Avdallah betfila, it still works as a Mariv is because you're going to have Avdallah al kos. You'll be able to have Avdallah elsewhere with Avdallah al kos. So says Tosos, very fascinating. Delo Ashkon Bryce of Dinishna Spain Shtei Takanos. In that window of time in history between the two Takanos, we don't know of any Bryces that were authored during that period of time. Okay. Itmar Rabbi Yosef Chanina Amar Tefilas Avos Tiknum. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar Tefilas Kneged Tevidim Tiknum. Famous Machlokas. Are Tefilas Kneged the Avos or Tefilas Kneged the Karbanos? Tani Nafkamina is Tefilas Arvus Rishus. If it's Kneged the Avos, there's no reason why any of the Avos should be on a lower level than the others. But Kneged the Karbanos, there is a reason why Tefilas Arvus can be different, as we'll see. Tani Kavasid Rabbi Yosef Chanina and Tani Kavasid Rabbi Shimon Levi. So we have a Bryce that supports each opinion. Tani Kavasid Rabbi Yosef Chanina Avram Tikin Tefilas Shachar Shnei Rav Yashkam Avram Boker El Makom Asher Amad Sham. So it says Amad Ve'in Amida L'Tefilam. We know Amida Mitzvila Shnei Rav Yamal Pinchas Vayifalal, because you see by Pinchas Yitzchak Tikin Tefilas Mincha Shnei Mar Ve'yetzi Yitzchak L'Suach B'Sod L'Fnos Erev. Yitzchak was one that was Misakin Mincha. It says that he went out L'Suach around Erev time. Ve'in Sicha L'Tefila Sicho is Mitzvila Shnei Mar Tefila Nikiyat L'Fnei Hashem Yishpoch Sicho. So you see that Tefila Sicha is a Lashon of Tefila. Yaakov Tikin Tefilas Arba Shnei Mar Yikab Makom Ve'Olan Sham. So you use Lashon of Vayivka. Ve'in Pegiya L'Tefila Shnei Mar V'Atal Tispal Ba'Adam Azeh V'Al Tisa Ba'Adam Rino Tefila V'Al Tifkabi. So you see Tifka is a Lashon of Tefila. So that's the Brisa that says that it's all connected to the Avos. Ask Tosas, Yitzchak was Misakin Mincha? Doesn't the Gemara in Yuma say that Avram Avinu davened Mincha? He says, yeah, of course Avram Avinu davened Mincha after Yitzchak was Misakin Mincha. Avram, he also followed Takanas Rabbanan, and Yitzchak was a rabbi, so Avram Avinu had to follow the Takanah of Yitzchak also, so he also davened Mincha. V'tani Kavasid Reb Shubin Levi, we have a Brisa of Reb Shubin Levi as well. Neymar Mutfil Sashachar Ad Chatzos, why are you allowed to daven Shachrits until Chatzos? Sharei Tamid Shal Shachar Karval Echad Chatzos. Because you're allowed to bring the Tamid Shal Shachar until Chatzos. For Rabbi Domer, Ad Arba Shos, Sharei Tamid Shal Shachar Karva Holech, Ad Arba Shos. Rabbi Yudah said, no, until 4 hours, because Tamid Shal Shachar can only be brought until 4 hours into the day. Neymar Mutfil Samincha Ad Erev, why do we say Tfil Samincha could be until Erev? Sharei Tamid Shal Ben Armayim Karva Holech Ad Erev. Rabbi Domer Ad Plaga Mincha, Sharei Tamid Shal Ben Armayim Karva Holech Ad Plaga Mincha. Rabbi Yudah says, you can only have Mincha until Plag, because he holds that's when the Karva, that was the deadline of the Karva Tamid. It all depends on the Machlokasim and when the Karbanos were. Neymar Mutfil Samincha Ad Erev. Why is it that Marav is in Lakeva? Shrei Varmu Pedarim Shlom Nesachlu Mibarav Previm Malchum Kol Laila. All the leftover limbs and the fats of the Karbanos that were not completely consumed on the Mizbeach during the daytime, they were burnt on the Mizbeach all night long, and that's what Marav is Keneged. So it's not a Chiyuv of its own carbon. That's why Tzilas Arav is Rishus. Umnei Ma Amru Shlom Musafin Kol Yom. Why could Musaf be said all day? Shrei Karbon Shlom Musafin Karav Kol Yom. Because a carbon Musaf can be brought all day. Rabbi Yuda Omer Ad Sheva Shaos. Shrei Karbon Musaf Karav Alech Ad Sheva Shaos. Rabbi Yuda says, no, you only have until 7 hours because the carbon musaf really can only run until 7 hours. Vezui mincha gedola. When we use the term mincha gedola, what does that mean? Mishesh shalos mechzel ma'ala, 6.5 hours and on into the day. Vezui mincha ketana, mitesh shalos mechzel ma'ala. Machlokes rishonim, which one is lechatchila? Is it better to daven mincha bizman mincha ketana mincha gedola? Machlokes Rambam in the Torah, I think. Yibayilu. Rabbi Yudah plaga mincha kamakam or plaga mincha achronakamer. Now that we know that there are two zmanim for mincha, and Rabbi Yudah says the latest zman for mincha is plaga mincha. It's halfway between the Zman of Mincha and Shkia, right? That's Plaga Mincha. Halfway between which Zman? Mincha Gedola and Shkia or Mincha Ketana and Shkia?
Tashma Titania Bidom Plaga Mincha Achrona Amru, the Yir Al of Shaos Chasurvia. It's Plaga Mincha Achrona, it's between Mincha Ktana and Shkia, which would mean 10 3/4 hours into the day, into the 12-hour day, 1 1/4 hours before Shkia. Name it Tavit Tiyufta Rabbi Yosef Ben Chanina. So isn't this all a Tiyufta on Rabbi Yosef Ben Chanina? So I'm not Rabbi Yosef Ben Chanina, the Olam Emelach Tilus Avos Tiknum, meaning this Brisa is so explicit that it's connected to Karbanos, that all the machloks about the Zman of Tvila relate to machloks about the Zman of Karbanos. So how can you say that it's about the Avos? So Rabbi Yosef Ben Chanina will say, no, it is about the Avos. Vas Mechin Rabban are Karbanos, and the Rabban made an Asmachta to the Karbanos, but really it's about the Avos. Dilote Mahachi, because if you don't say that, Tfilas Musaf the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Man Tikna. Obviously, according to Rabbi Yosef Ben Chanina, what are you going to do about Musaf? There's no fourth Av. The Zohar says Yosef. Musaf is connected Yosef. Okay? El Tfilas Avos Tiknum, Vas Mechin Rabban are Karbanos. But the Gemara says that Tfilas obviously were Avos Tiknum, and the Rabban makes make the Karbanos as an Asmachta. Okay, Mr. Shalom, pick up from two dots tomorrow.